Well, Thanksgiving's next week. So I'll ask kind of related question. When was last time you say thank you to somebody else?
This morning.
Well, next question is, when was last time you said thank you and you actually felt it in your heart?
This morning.
Good for you. Living in this culture, somewhat saying thank you has become almost habitual thing. Like, it's how many times you'd say thank you. I probably you can't even count them because it so became habit. Somebody give you a cup of water, you say thank you. Somebody give you away, thank you. But how often do you feel this thankfulness in your heart? And as I was very listening carefully to the songs that we're singing, I kind of felt that if all of you are farmer, you might really feel that song. If you really have been farmer or you're farmers now, and you just harvested your crop, and you just put them in your storage, you feel like, hey, we'll get through this winter with good food. Then you come and you sing that song. You feel it in your heart. But living in San Francisco, how truthful is it for our hearts? Sometimes I am a little hard on my children whenever they are very picky on food, especially saying, I don't want to eat this, I don't want to eat that. I'm developing my patience on that. I'm a very patient person for many things, but that's one of them that's really challenging to me. The reason is simply from my grandfather's good education. He was a farmer, and I was a very picky and loud eater when I joined him when I was 6 years old. I was born in the city and grew up in the city. No appreciation to the food, right? Food is something that you go to market, and money is something that just appears in the pockets of adults. And so, right, if you have money, you can buy anything. So why to, you know, eat those horrible food when you can eat things that you like to eat? Anyway, that was me when I was six. After watching me whole year, he said, you know what, next year I'll show you how rice is actually coming to your, a bowl of rice is coming on your table for you. He meant it literally. So I shared it with you a few times, but he actually made me to watch whole year. It start in the winter of picking the right kind of rice to be seed to the whole spring, to the summers, to the autumn. The last is fight against the sparrows. When rice is about to be ripe, the sparrows come and they want to have a share of that too. So you literally have to make all the noise and sound, and then there's a harvest. And after that, I never complain about food. I always finish my bowl, and I am still very hesitant throwing away food, even though putting that into my body is not healthy because I'm already overweight. And that's the part that my wife does not like. Because my tendency is I want to eat that instead of throwing it away. But living in the city, we're observing health and diet, and I need to lose 10 more pounds, not gain 10 more pounds. So it's in a way healthier to put them into the compost. But it's for me, it's a very hard thing to do. So that's how I learned about to be thankful about food. Kind of, it's a great lesson for me to have, yet this is something that I cannot really pass it to my children. Isn't it quite challenging in a way? So, what's important here? It is not probably about having the whole farming experience whole year. Probably it is about having an inner attitude of not taking things granted, and actually appreciating for things that you have. Even the air you're breathing is clearer than air in China. I was actually talking to Dana Owens, our office manager, and one of the comments I was making was that you are born in America, and you're born as American citizens. You should be thankful for that. That automatically means you are blessed 10% in this whole world. Whatever you do here, you are still blessed at 10%. Even homeless here is better homeless than probably other countries. The poor here is not really poor, considered poor, if you compare it to other countries. I'm not saying that you just have to be content for everything, but this inner attitude that makes you to see things in a grateful way, or inner attitude that makes you to think things in a way, critical way, and analyze them and complain about them. So what you have in your heart, what do you have in your heart? Is it grateful, thankful, or is it complaining, never satisfied? Always something's not right. Well, it's all in your heart. So last week, I was meditating upon, so, to whom I really am thankful. I wanted to kind of, you know, do a practice. And I probably encourage you to do the same. Is there some people alive, you know, living or passed away, that you're really thankful? And for me, sadly, my parents didn't really come as the top of the list. I'm thankful for them that I'm here, but that's all. My first was my uncle and aunt in New York City. They were the ones who gave me this huge opportunity that I might have become just another businessman in Korea. Might have been happy, I don't know. But because of them, I'm here. They offered me something that huge when I was really in need. And next person I'm really thankful actually is that person sitting over there, my wife. I'm not trying to flatter her, but I divide my life before I met her and after I met her. And what she brought me is a sense of home. For many of you may be blessed with the homes and living with parents until you're adult, may not understand this. I never had a home after 3. Didn't have a home. It's always a house. Never warm. It's always cold. And she brought me home. So that home, my first time I felt that, wow, this is home. I love it. Not a house. It's a home. And with her, I have 2 children. And I am really thankful for them, simply being my children. I don't know that either they choose me or not, but I'm just thankful that I have them. And I enjoy them, and they enjoy me. This every step I see, it's just a blessing that, you know, whatever they do, I'm pretty sure they'll grow up and say, hey, Dad, you're old man, but that's okay. That's how life goes. But until then, or even after, there's that. So, I don't know about you, but these are the people I felt like really thankful. How about you? I hope you think about that and you do something about that in this Thanksgiving. And also with that thankful heart, also think about the people who may need your help. There are many people in the city actually need, can use a little bit of your time, a little bit of your money to make this season much better. If you see the opportunity, I hope you don't pass it, but grab it. Saint Confucius, he said, there's one thing that every scholar and gentleman should fight for, an opportunity to do something good. Mm. That one, you don't yield. You fight for it. So May God bless you all. Amen.